Well, one story, folks, that I've been covering in central Missouri, and this really is beyond a central Missouri story because this bridge impacts the entire state and, for that matter, the entire country. We're talking about the I-70 Roachport Bridge, heavily traveled by many people. This bridge sees about 12.5 million vehicles per year, about 4 million trucks per year. I'm Brian Hellsworth, and joining me to talk about the I-70 Bridge Rehabilitation Project and a meeting that's going to be coming up, an informational meeting on Thursday, is Melissa Wilbers. Melissa is a transportation project manager with MoDOT. Thank you so much for your time, Melissa. Let's start, first of all, with the meeting on Thursday, 4 to 6, informational meeting. What's the format going to be?
All right, so we will be set up at Le Bourgeois Winery, and we will have some displays set up, and folks are welcome to just come in and look at the displays and ask any questions. We'll be there to answer any questions that they have regarding the rehabilitation project.
And it's a come-as-you-go type meeting. In other words, they don't have to be there right at 4. If they want to show up at 5:45, that's okay too.
That is correct. We'll be there from 4 to 6.
Let's talk about the bridge itself. The bridge is rated in poor condition by MoDOT, according to the ratings I have not only heard about, but I've talked to Pat McKenna about it many times. It was built in 1960. What is the current plan for that bridge as we record this?
The current plan is to let a rehabilitation project for the bridge that will be let in January of 2020, with work to begin in the spring of 2020 and completion by the end of next year. There's various types of work that will need to be done: the driving surface sealing, expansion joint replacement, some painting, structural steel repairs, and some substructure repairs as well.
So you're talking.
That will extend the life of the bridge for 10 to 15 years with these rehabilitation services that we'll be doing to the bridge.
No one disputes it's badly needed. In fact, the only question is, do they need a new bridge? Because when I talked to Pat McKenna, he pointed out they had to do emergency repairs under that bridge during a hailstorm one time. The biggest issue that I've heard at all the meetings, Melissa, is the backups. And that's something Mr. McKenna told me on the record. He said there's a possibility on a good day, maybe a 3-hour backup, bad day, 8-hour backups. Is that still the case?
That is the case. And we have actually seen those types of delays in our inspection that we had done earlier this year. And there was also an expansion joint replacement done this summer. And we did see those delays and backups that could last up to 8 hours or 9 miles. We did see 9-mile backups. It's a possibility. If there's an incident, then those delays and they could be longer than even those 7 or 8 and 9 miles.
Exactly. And is there, with that possibility of 3 to 8 hour backups, again, which is probably going to happen because you guys obviously can base it on what's happened before, is there still any possibility of getting a federal grant to try to get a new bridge? Is that still a possibility? Because I did talk to Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz the last day of the Capitol. He was hoping they'd be able to do that, but I guess you have to plan like it's not going to happen.
That is correct, and that is where we still stand. We applied for the federal infra-grant in March of earlier this year, and we are waiting on word from the federal government whether we're going to receive those funds or not. If we do receive the funds, then we will be able to look to replacing the bridge.
In other words, no backup, because they'd be able to build a new one while the old one was being, still used?
That is correct. The new bridge will be built on a new alignment, so there would be no traffic would continue to flow on I-70 across the existing bridge until that new bridge would be completed.
How much of a grant are you requesting from the feds?
I believe it was $176 million.
Anything you would like to add, feel free.
No, we just welcome folks to come out and to join us at this public information meetings. We'll have one tomorrow evening, like we mentioned, at Le Bourgeois from 4 to 6. We'll also have one next Wednesday at the Government Center in Columbia. And then the following Wednesday, we will have one at Boonville High School. So we welcome anyone to come out and join us and ask any questions that they have about the rehabilitation project.